a word for you from Acts chapter 8, verse 1. And Saul approved of his execution, and there arose on that day a great persecution against the church in Jerusalem, and they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. We've been talking these days about pleasing God and how He is able to make even our enemies look upon us with favor. Originally the verse was Proverbs 16 verse 7, where it says, "If a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him." But we looked at examples how this changed. Last time we looked at how Joseph had favor with Potiphar, the jailer, and even the Pharaoh. But that was only for a season. Then things turned around, and he also experienced the loss of the smile on the faces of those who were previously very nice towards him. And we need to remember that these examples are given in the Bible so that we too would learn from them. We looked also at Acts 2 verse 47, how all the Christians experienced favor with men, and they experienced growth of the church. But now things changed, and you need to remember that sometimes God allows situations to change, and it's not that you've necessarily fallen out of favor with God, although you need to examine yourself always, but it could be that He is at work in a different way. And so here the Christians experience the hatred of men, the very people that seemed to show favor. They had changed their attitude. Remember the crowds who shouted their hosannas when the Lord Jesus entered Jerusalem? They were probably, many of them, were the same people that shouted, "Crucify him!" Remember that the emotions of men change and are fickle. They are not stable. Don't change your attitude. Don't change your walk with God when it seems like all hell has broken loose. And so here they experienced persecution. Remember Paul said to Timothy, any man that wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. There is the time of persecution. Now don't seek persecution. You need to be as wise as serpents, Jesus said, and as harmless as doves. Seek a peaceful relationship with God in the Lord, repenting of all sin, and then let God work. If He wants to bring favor with men, so be it. But if He allows persecution, so be it too.